near their dining in, I'm sure, doesn't it?
Exactly. And you get to hear songs that you're probably going to associate more with the Christian Christmas season. And that's especially good, too. Yep.
Community Christmas dinner coming up, put on by the Church of the Nazarene. Thanks to Pastor Jonathan Young and Fuzz McCauley for joining us in this portion of the morning show.
Clarence the Angel from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, hello.
You got your wings, but you stayed on Earth.
There's so much need.
How?
Mostly I help with lost passwords.
And we can see you this weekend in Spring Green.
River Valley Players presents It's a Wonderful Life at the Guard Theater.
Live as an old-time radio show. Tickets and information?
RiverValleyPlayers.org.
We'll see you get your wings all over again.
Yep.
Season like unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW.
It's a Wonderful Life live this week.
WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center. WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450, Richland Center. It is 6 degrees. Time now for a news update at 7 o'clock as we get set for the day in southwest Wisconsin and the update at 7. It is next for you here today, and we'll keep you company with some good tunes and even the world record beater Hank Bray coming up in the next few minutes. The update this hour is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Investigators in New York City are searching for clues that could help them identify the masked gunman who killed the head of United Healthcare Insurance Company CEO Brian Thompson this week. Two boys ages 5 and 6 are in extremely critical condition after a gunman opened fire at their Northern California elementary school. The gunman then took his own life. A Capitol Hill hearing on airline fees yesterday brought out some rare bipartisan support, senators accusing the airlines of shaking down customers. Outside Pittsburgh, where authorities have been searching for a 64-year-old grandma who disappeared in an abandoned mine.
We feel like we failed. It's tough. We've had a lot of wins out here. I've been proud to be a trooper for a very long time. It's been tough.
State Trooper Steve Lamani says the rescue effort is now a recovery effort. Elizabeth Pollard, they say, could not have survived. This is ABC News. Shake up this morning in the French government. The parliament there holding an historic no confidence vote, and the prime minister has sent his resignation to the French president. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge has the story from Paris.
Emmanuel Macron, who's set to remain president for the next 2.5 years, needs to somehow find a formula so there can be a functioning government in a deeply fragmented system. Its no confidence motion, which brought down the government, was put forward by the left, but only succeeded because of support from France's hard right National Rally Party of Marine Le Pen. Tom Sophie Burridge, ABC News in Paris.
Oil prices could start moving after a key decision due today. The OPEC plus countries, which include Russia, are expected to decide whether to delay plans to start pumping more crude oil. Gasoline prices across the United States have fallen to their lowest levels in more than 2 years. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
It's magic and memories. Magic and memories. Wonders and wishes. Wonders and when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Where I grew up, we always had plenty of snow by Christmas time. Our lawn was tiny, but large enough to hold the jolly snowman we would build in preparation for the coming of Santa Claus. We would name him Oliver or George or Jim or any other name that didn't take too much thought. He was a typical snowman, two lumps of coal for eyes, chips of coal to form the upturned smile, another lump for the nose, an old piece of cloth served for a scarf, coal for buttons down his front, and any kind of headgear that was too worn for wear. At night from my upstairs bedroom window, I'd stare down at George or Henry or Mike as the street lamp cut a path through the dark. He was a sentinel, a watcher, a heralder of when Santa arrived. At least, that is what we dreamed. He was a friend to us that never slept, a buddy that kept watch, a part of Christmas for an eight-year-old, so very, very long ago. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
The residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills wish you and your family all the warmth of this holiday season has to offer. Have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year filled with peace and joy.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Well, we'll check forecast details in just a little bit from WRCO. There's some snow around the parking lot here. Now, it's not snow packing. We can't make a snowman, but I would say it's our second cat tracking snow this week. So two down and only, I guess, about 40 to go.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot, from-the-oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high in the low. low 20s. That will be the grand total temperature. Northwest winds at 12 to 22. For tonight, partly cloudy to clear and cold, a low of 9. Friday, partly cloudy, slightly warmer, a high near 30. A few clouds Friday night and 17. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy and mild and 40 and up to 50. That's good news for Sunday. We'll be out sunbathing that day. And then Monday, 43 with some rain chances in the morning. We have right now a wind around 7 miles per hour from the east northeast. Feels like reading around 5 below this morning. The actual reading is 7 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today.
There are stars in the southern sky.
And warm things up a little bit to Seven Ridges Road on this Thursday morning. It's 13 after the hour of 7 o'clock. Here is the Eli Young Band.
Every Sunday I see people filing in through those front doors. Got a cross up on that steeple. Yeah, it's time to praise the Lord. Some watch it on their TV. Just sitting on the couch. Me, I get in my old Bronco and point those headlights out. Oh, ain't got too many miles to go to save my soul. Yeah, I go down and sink my feet in the water and I soak up that sun. And I watch it set. Yeah, I can feel the power of the saltwater gospel. I'm as close to God as I can get. Best. But me, I won't be wearing nothing that I can't get with. Just think about how small I am in life after we're gone. I'm out here by myself, but I know I'm not alone.
Happy holidays from all of the crafters and consigners at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
Stapleton on WRCO Country and Community. It is 7:20 on a Thursday morning. Oh, neither snow nor cold nor wind can keep Henry Bray away. Speaking of wind, but anyway, what a wind yesterday, that's for sure. Winds pretty constantly between 20 and 30 miles per hour at the station here yesterday.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life. and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
What's going on?
Well, I've come to realize that your night off was not worthy of a night off.
So, how do you know?
So tonight you're going to be doing basketball.
How do you know?
And tomorrow I'm taking you to Milwaukee with me.
Yeah, a couple of hillbillies are going to the big town tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know.
Big time at the Fiserv Forum for basketball tomorrow. Yep. Wow.
So you're can't in wait. Trouble.
Yes.
And then Saturday night, I'm bringing you back in at 5 o'clock to do backtracking, and those were the days.
So. Yeah, I'll be ready.
And Sunday, you can have the day off.
Okay, well, thanks. You thanks, bet. Boss.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, not a problem. So on Monday, everybody will be sick because Sunday's supposed to be 50.
I know. Yeah, so, that's the problem.
Is there going to be a 42-point degree change here?
In and out. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you don't like the weather, wait a couple minutes.
Going from Henry Bree's stylish winter jacket to his...
Speedo and vest.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't wait for Sunday.
That's scary.
I'm going to be out. I got to come clean on Sunday, so I'm going to be wearing the Speedo and a warm vest on Sunday in here. So,
beautiful.
Just to let people know.
Good thing nobody will be here. Anyway.
Is that why you have me do that?
Yes.
And why is it? Why do you always make me clean from 2 to 4 in the morning?
Whatever. It's you know, time for you to clean up a little bit.
Yeah, anyway, we had a staff meeting yesterday. You wasn't in on it.
Okay.
And we're kind of wanting to know where our... People are counting on that canned spam.
Canned spam for...
Yeah.
Christmas bonus?
I'm just letting you know. I mean, people are counting on it.
Sure. Well, I'll see if I can pull some strings. But
well, just don't pull it on the spam.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. People are wanting to know where the spam is.
Right.
Because it's getting close.
Don't knock it. You know, maybe we'll get, I don't know. There are different kinds of spam. Maybe we can get some special spam this Christmas.
Well, I hope you can get that approved.
Right.
So
anyway,
all you got to do is just approve it, Phil.
Yeah.
Okay. Today's world record beater.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you and I talk about stuff all the time, and we have never made the world records.
Not yet. No.
And we talk about absolutely nothing.
I've been close a couple of times.
Have you?
Sure. A serial world record breaker from Germany reclaimed two of his former titles in a single day by drinking liters of lemon juice and lime juice. Ooh. Andre Ortolf previously held the records for the fastest time to drink a liter of lemon juice through a straw and the same record for drinking lime juice, but lost both last year to serial record breaker David Rush.
Oh.
Ortolf's lemon juice time was 16 seconds, which Rush beat with a time of 13:53. Rush also beat the lime juice at 16:82. Ortolf has claimed both records. He said breaking both records in a single day had only minor consequences, Hank. In general, I usually don't have any problems with eating and drinking records, but this time my stomach felt relatively good, but I had a toothache. It went on for a couple of days.
It's disgusting.
That's a lot of juice.
Next week we'll read David Rush breaking that
probably
record.
Probably. Through a straw.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
That is absolutely, because it's like.
Yeah, it'd have to be.
A liter.
Yeah, a liter through a straw. And his time is.
13 what, seconds?
13.3. And 13:51.
I couldn't even do that with water.
I know.
Jeez.
Oh, well.
Anyway, a 59-year-old German man is more than 60 days into his attempt to break the Guinness World Record. For the longest time, Philip spent living underwater in a fixed habitat.
Really?
So, Radil Koch of an aerospace engineer has been living and working for 2 months in an underwater capsule off the coast of Puerto Lindo in Panama, the Caribbean Sea. In the Caribbean Sea, Koch's living space measures about 322 square feet and features a portable toilet.
I would hope so.
Yeah, a TV, a computer, a bed, a stationary bike, solar power, satellite internet, and multiple fans. He said. He said the on land luxury he misses the most is a shower.
I bet.
And I'm sure when you see other people, they're going to miss a shower too.
Ooh, can you imagine when they open that up? It's going to be kind of a stinky thing.
It's not particularly hard. I don't feel like I'm suffering from all down here, although the hardest part is sometimes I want to go diving.
Oh.
He began his record attempt on September 26th, and he plans to emerge on January 24th, spending 120 days underwater.
Oh, boy.
Good luck to you.
Rather him than me.
I have no interest in that.
Were you ever on a submarine?
Yes.
You were?
Yes.
For how long?
About 3 minutes before I did.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so it was just like a tour.
Yeah, I was like, hey, when you're doing a sub, because they were recruiting.
Uh-huh, right.
People, short people.
Right, right.
I don't know why they came to me, but short people for subs. And we got a tour, and after.
You thought it was sandwiches.
And, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'll take one. Yeah.
Hey, good. Welcome aboard. See, the problem is, though, back in the day, they didn't want you snoring.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Just in case. Yeah. Yeah, I'd had to been awake the whole time.
They didn't want you snoring?
Yep.
For what? You know, the enemy would hear you or
yep.
something? I see.
And the old, yeah.
Uh-huh. Couldn't take anyway. Your CPAP machine with you.
Social media star Nick DeVagani teamed up with Dunkin' Donuts to break Guinness World Record for the largest iced latte.
Ooh.
DeVagani, a chef and social media influencer with multiple Guinness World Records titles, filled an 11-foot-tall cup with ice, milk, and espresso to take on the record. Guinness World Records confirmed the resulting of a 276-gallon beverage was the world's largest iced latte.
Oh, boy. I thought you were going to say he drank it through a straw then.
Yes. The massive latte was then portioned out into smaller cups and served to more than 300 employees at corporate at Dunkin' Donuts.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's pretty neat.
That's one big cup, isn't it?
One big cup of something.
Alberta, Canada, there's a steer, Hank, who's very famous.
Really?
A beloved pet. And he actually likes to go through the drive-thru. Sylvan Lake resident Kelly Landry said she originally bought the Holstein steer named Magnum with the intention of harvesting him for meat, but quickly became attached. It said he's a cow, but with the mentality of a horse, the personality of a dog. So she is quite the celebrity around town, a popular fixture in the community, and many people will see her riding on his back through town. The duo best known for their trips to the Tim Hortons drive-thru.
Oh, my goodness.
Where the Sears favorite treats, Timbits, come from. I had to look up you know what Timbits are?
There's no telling.
They are.
It's got to be something sweet.
It's like a donut hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the steer likes the doughy confection. So
that's great.
Isn't that that's, something?
That's,
yeah.
That's definitely. I don't think I could hold a cow up.
Too much time on your hands, yes.
Well, here we go. Police set up security cameras at a Japanese school after students' shoes started disappearing.
Wow.
And, yeah. And the culprit was ultimately identified as a furry footwear fan, a weasel. The kindergarten in Koga contacted police for help after 15 shoes vanished from the school in early November. Wow. And three more were taken the following day. Police set up three security cameras in the school to catch the culprit.
Oh, my goodness.
A single shoe vanished during the night. And first of all, why aren't they taking their shoes home? The video shows a weasel appearing from behind the wall and raiding the cubby holes. And he was caught in the act, Phil.
Oh, stupid pet trick, sir.
I tell you what, caught in the act.
That happened in Ithaca once.
A weasel or you?
Yeah, well, same thing. let me tell you a story about that. So back in the day, when they would have dances, many times the young ladies would take their shoes off, dance in their stocking feet or their bare feet. And they'd leave their shoes laying along the gym there, along the bleachers or whatever. And I and some of my buddies had this idea, you know, let's hide one shoe from, you know, a young lady that we were particularly, you know, interested
fond of.
Yeah, exactly. And then what happens then at the end of the night, they're like, I only have one shoe. And I'd be like, well, let me help you look for that.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. And then they would say, oh, Phil, you're so nice. Thanks for helping me find my shoe.
I can't believe Brian Alvin hit it on you.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, this morning, you know, before I even get to work.
Yeah.
Riding into work, I get this phone call, okay, from Brian Hill. You know, the Walsh voice guy.
Okay, Brian Hill.
Just chewing me out for absolutely nothing. You know, it was pitch dark. I waved to you and you didn't even wave back. And it's like, I didn't even see you. How could you not see me? You need glasses. I said, I have some.
Oh.
But that's not a way to start a day off,
is it?
No, that's
a bad way to start a day.
So now I'm cranky the whole day.
You got to wave at everybody.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
You got to wave at everybody. You got to say hi to everybody.
But I didn't see him. Why don't you go jump on his wagon then?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm done with this, buddy.
Sure.
I hope you have a good day.
Sounds good.
I'll see you in the morning.
Don't be grumpy, Hank.
Have a good day and be kind, guys.
That's old Hank Bray. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries.
At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we understand the importance of reliable auto body repairs. Our skilled technicians deliver high-quality service, and our free loaners keep you mobile. Known for our outstanding reputation, we provide the best for our customers. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your auto body repair needs and see why we're trusted by many. Stop by today and drive away with peace of mind. Come on down to Elm Street in Boscobel or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
This day in history, December 5th of 1848, in an address to Congress, President James K. Polk sparked the gold rush of 49 by confirming that gold had been discovered in California. 1955, the American Federation of Labor and the Congress of Industrial Organizations merged to form the AFL-CIO under its first president, George Meany. 1994, Republicans chose Newt Gingrich to be the first GOP Speaker of the House in four decades. A few notes from this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Parker Olson, number 18 for Parker from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. To Connie Fry from your dance class, have a great day today, Ethan Kaufman from St. Mary School. To Carlina Hudson from Lori and the Guys. Michelle Kleppy, hope you have a great day, from Linda. Happy birthday, Michelle, and have an awesome day today. Happy birthday to Al at Richland Family Restaurant today. Today's the day, so tell him how good he looks. And this is from your Blue River friend today. Happy birthday to Sister Susan Horth from Lori and the Guys, and to Sue Horth from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Gary Mott from 18101. Happy birthday, Louise Schadauer from Schmidtwoman Hills residents and staff. To Carrie Kirsch and James Hess from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy birthday to Connie Fry and Gary Mott from Richland Center United Methodist Church. The RC Lions saluting Finley Smith, Megan Giddings, Morgan Giddings, and Gary Mott. And happy birthday from Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions to Hayden Connor, to Frederick Puckett, and Mark Puckett, all celebrating birthdays today.
This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and this is your friendly Christmas reminder that we are here for you. We currently have the largest Christmas selection we've ever had. Don't let Amanda's fancy-dancy window display fool you. We have price points for every shopper. Does she like big bling, but you already spent your budget? Maybe lab diamonds are for you. Thinking about asking her the big question? Maybe she would like a rose gold engagement ring. Are her ears a little less sparklier than her personality? Some diamond studs will make her smile. J.G. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, the finest jeweler with even finer smiles.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital slash clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-thru, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. we do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we'll make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
7:41, 8 degrees. Oh, my goodness. Time for a 3-minute escape to Hawaii.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very, very Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, yes. Thinking of putting a pool in Sextonville, but I think we got the Jelly of the Month Club. Yeah, we did. Anyway, coming up next, we have the news. Joanne is standing by to report. I'll check sports, and we'll have a trivia question of the day next hour.
Call the right plays on your next project with rental tools and equipment from All American Do It Center. Excavators, trailers, lifts, trenchers, concrete, air and power tools, generators, flooring and drywall. Score big as rentals are 20% off on Tuesdays. And get the extra point as your 10th is free. Don't punt. Check out the used equipment for sale at allamericandoitcenter.com. Reach your project's end zone with equipment from the rental center team at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta and Richland Center.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The Easy View adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 8 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a high of 23. Northwest winds 12 to 22 miles per hour, tapering to 10 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear and cold with a low of 9. In Richland Center, after a low of 6, it's 8 degrees, but with wind chill, it feels like 5 below.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. State Senate leaders appoint members to the legislature's budget panel. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein announced the reappointment of ranking member Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee and Senator Kelda Royce of Madison to the Joint Finance Committee. Majority Leader Devin Lemieux appointed Republican Senators Julian Bradley of New Berlin, Romaine Quinn of Cameron, and Rob Staff-Schultz of New Richmond to the JFC. He also reappointed Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green as co-chair, making three straight sessions that Markline will lead Senate Republicans on the 16-member Budget Committee. Starting January 1st, the two organizations, UW Health and Children's Wisconsin, will collaborate for shared pediatric cardiac and adult congenital heart care services. Children's Executive Vice President Scott Turner says that collaboration will allow the two health systems to expand patient access and elevate an already high quality of care. No changes to current provider employment relationships or facility names are expected, and most existing patients will remain with their same providers and clinics. The hospitals announced an initial 10-year agreement with full implementation expected within the first 3 years. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital, Baraboo's Family Birth Suites, has achieved the Cribs for Kids Safe Sleep Certification, an accolade that underscores its commitment to promoting infant safety in the community. As part of this initiative, the Family Birth Suite staff organized a successful diaper drive to benefit local families while educating the community on the importance of safe sleep practices for infants. The diaper drive resulted in the donation of over 1,000 diapers to the AIM Women's Resource Center, this nonprofit pregnancy center dedicated to serving women and families in Baraboo and surrounding communities, received the diapers along with crucial information on the ABCs of safe sleep, alone, on their back, and in a crib. These guidelines are essential for reducing the risk of sudden infant death syndrome and ensuring the safety and well-being of newborns. For those interested in learning more about the AIM Women's Resource Center and the services they provide, visit aimbaraboo.com. For information about St. Clair's Family Birth Suites and the Safe Sleep Certification, call 608-356-1520. The Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has issued an update on highly pathogenic avian influenza caused by the influenza virus H5N1. In the past 30 days, the USDA National Veterinary Services Laboratories has confirmed the presence of HPAI in 263 dairy herds in two states. No detections of HPAI in Wisconsin cattle, poultry, or wildlife have been detected. Producers should continue to enhance biosecurity and monitor disease in their herds and report herds with unexplained symptoms to DATCAP at 608-224-4872 during business hours or 1-800-943-0003 after hours and weekends. A federal order requires lactating dairy cattle to test negative for influenza A virus at a National Animal Health Laboratory Network lab before interstate movement, and a subset of 30 cows must be tested for groups moving together. Wisconsin requirements call for lactating dairy cattle to test negative for influenza A virus before moving to fairs or exhibits. Human cases of H5N1 have been reported following exposure to dairy cattle. Wisconsin Department of Health Services advises those working with animals to take precautions and wear personal protective equipment per Centers for Disease Control guidance. According to the CDC, the public health risk for H5N1 detections remains low. The Food and Drug Administration and USDA continue to emphasize that commercial milk supply is safe because of the pasteurization process. The USDA is also confident that the meat supply is safe. A preliminary hearing was held Tuesday for 53-year-old Victoria Nahas of Boscobel. Nahas is facing one felony count of child abuse with intent to cause harm stemming from an altercation with a 6-year-old special needs student at Boscobel School on November 5th. According to evidence recorded on a video camera, Nahas inserted herself into an exchange between the student and two other staff members, ultimately slapping the student. During Tuesday's preliminary hearing, probable cause was found and Victoria Nahas will be going to trial. Her next scheduled court appearance is January 29th. If found guilty, Nahas could face penalties up to $10,000 and 6 years in jail. The Boscobel School Board accepted Nahas's resignation last month following the incident. Three people were injured in a one-vehicle rollover crash Sunday morning. Richland County deputies were dispatched to the crash on Highway 56 in Forest Township around 8:50. Deputies report the single vehicle was traveling westbound on 56 when it left the roadway and entered into the South Ditch line before rolling and coming to rest on its roof. One passenger of the vehicle was ejected. The other two occupants were able to remove themselves from the vehicle and flag down a passing motorist for help. The three occupants were Luis Jerez Martinez, 20, Rafael Jerez Martinez, 18, and Mangichel Diaz, 27, all of Richland Center. All three were transported by ambulance to the Richland Hospital for injuries. The Richland County Sheriff's Department was assisted by Vernon County Sheriff's Department deputies, Viola EMS, Richland EMS, and the Richland Fire Department. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. The American Red Cross is asking you to gather your friends and be there for patients by making a blood or platelet donation. Two blood drives will be held Friday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. Mary's and St. Paul's Catholic Church in Mineral Point. The second will be from noon to 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Department in Dodgeville. A blood drive will also be held Saturday from 8 to noon at Mazomani EMS District 1. Those wishing to help patients make memories this holiday season can book a blood or platelet donation appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced that his staff will be available for mobile office hours this Friday. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters. Staff will be at Dodgeville City Hall Friday from noon to 1 and at Prairie du Chien City Hall from 3 to 4.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Thursday, December 5th. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber 84 of Spring Green, died November 27th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be tomorrow at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's name. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Laval, died Sunday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 1:30. A luncheon will be held after the service at Club Chaparral in Waniwok. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Laval Team Penning Association. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Laval. Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at a Grace Hospice Care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly Thursday at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday, December 14th at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, December 14th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited Wisconsin headquarters. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County.
Winter is here and it's cold outside. Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. To help you keep warm this winter, we have many different types of LP and kerosene heaters. We carry LP tanks from 1 pound up to the big 100 pound tanks. Also, if you already have a tank, stop in and we'd be more than happy to fill it for you. We also carry 2.5 gallon jugs of kerosene also. So please stop in to Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as usual, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
The state Capitol holiday tree gets lit today. Governor Tony Evers invites Wisconsinites to attend the annual Capitol holiday tree lighting ceremony, which will take place at noon. The Capitol tree is displayed in the rotunda throughout the holiday season, serving as a centerpiece of festivity for those visiting and working at the Capitol. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing
ABC News.